Here's the latest news from the Associated Press in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Steve Kaczynski. Flight delays are continuing at U.S. airports amid air traffic controller shortages as the government shutdown enters its second month. Newark Airport in New Jersey was experiencing delays of 2 to 3 hours on Sunday. George Bush Intercontinental Airport in Houston, Dallas-Fort Worth International Airport, and Chicago O'Hare were also seeing dozens of delays and one or two cancellations. Other delays were being reported at major airports in L.A. and Miami. U.S. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy has been warning that travelers will start to see more flight disruptions the longer controllers go without a paycheck. For the first time in more than a decade, the number of states with rates of obesity of 35% or more has dropped. That is being viewed as an encouraging sign that America's epidemic of excess weight might be improving. But cuts to federal staff and programs that address chronic disease could endanger that progress. Those are the findings of a new report released last week. 19 states had obesity rates of 35% or more in 2024, down from 23 states in 2023. That is according to data collected by the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. It follows a CDC report last year that found that the overall rate of obesity in the U.S. is holding steady at about 40%. Millions of low-income families may face delays in receiving home heating aid during the ongoing federal government shutdown. The federally funded Heating and Cooling Assistance Program, known as LIHEAP, serves 5.9 million households. Many of these families are also at risk of losing federal food benefits. States like Pennsylvania and Minnesota have warned applicants about potential delays in receiving heating benefits this winter. The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services blames the delay in government shutdown on congressional Democrats. As temperatures drop, advocates worry the delay could have serious impacts on vulnerable households. YouTube TV viewers can no longer see Disney channels, including ABC and ESPN, after the two sides failed to agree on a new content distribution deal. Other channels that vanished from Google Play's TV platform include the Disney Channel, FX, and Nat Geo. YouTube is the largest internet TV provider in the U.S. with more than 9 million subscribers. Viewers have become aware of the dispute in recent weeks because of warnings being scrolled across their screens. YouTube said Disney used the threat of a blackout as a negotiation tactic that would have resulted in higher prices for its subscribers. Disney's move to take down its content also benefits its own streaming products, Hulu Plus Live TV and Fubo, according to YouTube. YouTube said it would give subscribers a $20 credit if Disney's content is unavailable, quote, for an extended period of time. The Mega Millions jackpot has climbed to $800 million, potentially making someone a lot richer ahead of Thanksgiving. Since no one matched all six numbers drawn on Halloween, a payout with a cash value of $371.7 million is up for grabs on Tuesday. Quote, it has been a while since the Mega Millions jackpot has been won during November. The last time was in 2016, according to Mega Millions in a statement. During the last drawing on Friday, 557,000 winning tickets for non-jackpot prizes totaled $10.9 million. Should someone match all six numbers on Tuesday, they would win the ninth largest jackpot in Mega Millions history. And that is a, and we'll take a look at your state and local news on Thumb Broadcasting after this.
Let's talk about America, not taxes or tweets or the issues that divide us, but how incredible our country is. Left, right, up, down, state lines to winding coastlines. Whether you come home to a crowded city street, tree-lined suburb, or sleepy small town, everyone deserves to live in a clean, green, and thriving community. And we all share in the responsibility to create beauty that ripples from one neighborhood to another and one block to the next. We are Keep America Beautiful. the nonprofit working with millions of people just like you to end littering, improve recycling, and beautify our communities. Because every mindful action and sustainable habit has a positive impact, and it all adds up. Learn how you can join Keep America Beautiful at KAB.org. Together, we can do beautiful things.
In state and local news, the Detroit Lions signed star edge rusher Aiden Hutchinson on Wednesday to a contract extension through the 2030 season. The number two overall pick out of Michigan in 2022, Hutchinson has 34.5 sacks in 46 career games. He also has 78 quarterback hits and 36 tackles for loss. Hutchinson made the Pro Bowl in 2023 and had 7.5 sacks in 5 games last year before he broke his leg. He has 6 sacks in 7 games this season for the Lions. The city of Detroit has agreed to pay $5.85 million to settle a lawsuit over the death of a pedestrian who was struck by a city bus, the second fatality involving the same driver since 2015. Wayne County Judge Kathleen McCarthy signed off on the deal last week. Janice Bauer was hit by a city bus while walking in a downtown Detroit crosswalk in June of 2023. The driver, Geraldine Johnson, was sentenced to 6 months in jail a year ago after pleading no contest to a moving violation causing death. Johnson was involved in 19 other accidents and was well known to first responders as a risk behind the wheel. A man was struck and killed in 2015 while trying to remove his bike from the front of her bus. During Monday's Bad Axe School District Board of Education meeting, it was announced plans are being made to honor veterans, and the evaluation form of the superintendent was distributed for Greg Newland. A Veterans Day program is being planned for November 11th at 9:15 a.m. in the high school gymnasium. As part of the event, refreshments will be served at 8:30 a.m. in the cafeteria for veterans and their families, with the program to follow. The board each received a copy of the superintendent's evaluation tool with a brief discussion regarding the timeline for completion for next month. Under the state's new regulations, superintendents are to be evaluated on what they are performing their duties. In other matters, the 2024-25 audit was presented. The district received a clean, unmodified audit opinion, which is the highest level of assurance possible for the district's financial statements. The Michigan Department of Transportation announced a road maintenance project in Tuscola County. The work to be done is replacing the railroad crossing at M81 in the city of Caro. Work will include cold milling, hot mix asphalt overlay, curb and gutter, and sidewalk improvements. Work will start on Monday, November 10th, and is expected to be done by Sunday, November 23rd. While that work is being done, traffic on M81 will be completely closed. Traffic will have to detour to Frank Street, to M24 and M81. The cost of the project that is being done is $213,000 to improve the road surface and lengthen the life of the roadway. And that is the news for this hour here on Thumb Broadcasting. I'm Steve Kaczynski. For the latest Thumb area news anytime, you can go to thumbnet.net.